At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, it is Sharp Money as we welcome you in. This is VSiN, the sports betting network. I'm Patrick Maher. He, of course, is Amal Shaw, was hanging out with the 85 Bears last night. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, executive producer. As a matter of fact, let's go try box, Liz, if we can, to start off, because I want the whole crew in off the jump. You see coming up in about 29 minutes, Jason Horowitz, Westwood One, CBS Sports. Jonathan Von Tobel, our guy here on VSiN when it comes to the Association Hardwood Handicappers, he's going to join us. And Ryan LaVarnway is going to join 10 years in the majors as a catcher. Last year with the Guardians, very bright, Ivy League educated. He's going to join us. We're going to preview the AFC. I got football on my mind. We're going to preview the West with LaVarnway and also WBC, which we'll get to. He played for Israel in the WBC, which we'll get to coming up in just a little bit. Of course, you've got the Sweet 16 underway on Thursday. We'll take a little bit of a different approach to start the show as we say hi to the crew. First off, Amal Shaw, how are we feeling today on this Tuesday?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. And the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, who is, you know, he's just in a weird spot in life. His diet, which was supposed to get better because the show's timing is much more, it lends itself to a healthier lifestyle, but it appears yesterday I got on the phone with him and he said he's going to get pho because that's his comfort food and he wasn't going to the gym. So things aren't going well. How are we doing today?
More on that during We Beefin' later this hour.
That's a tease. And also remember, you have to pay off the tease from yesterday. You said you had a, quote, sweet story of time spent with our partner there, Amal Shaw, at Sapphire Club, which is a gentleman's club, to be fair.
It was a sweet moment at the strip club.
There's no way there's going to be 18 minutes that are sweet for Dustin hanging out with me. Come on.
18 minutes with Amal Shaw. That's 17 too much. Okay, We Beefin' coming up in just a little bit, so I laid it out for you. So I have to tell you, so WBC, and I want to get both your take on where you are with the World Baseball Classic. Again, this started in 2006. Tonight you've got the finals set for Miami. It's going to be full. It's going to be absolutely lit there in Miami. I saw last night was the most full that ballpark has been in a long time. They're going to crown a champ tonight. You've got USA a favorite at $1.35, 10 on the total, coming back the other way with Japan at plus 115. So, couple things. yesterday, and we could throw up the fellas here. Yesterday, I met a friend at the bar for a beer who was in from out of town. He works for the NBA network. He was in from out of town, and we were sitting there having a beer, and the volume wasn't on, but the WBC was on. Of course, it was Japan and Mexico. And we're just kind of chatting it up, and he's talking about the NBA, and he's like, what's up with this WBC? And I was like, to be honest with you, I don't really know. A couple of pros have sent me bets throughout the tournament, which is 2 weeks and 47 games in. It's one of those things, Amal, where I literally didn't even check the scores. I would check my account, and I'd say, oh, I won some money, and I'd have to go through my history to see where I won money. I was like, oh, yeah, I bet the WBC. That's how little I've been involved in the WBC. So as we're sitting here watching it, and Shohei Ohtani and Mexico and Rosarena, all of a sudden there starts to become this buzz because just the optics, the visuals of the WBC were awesome. And now everybody at the bar is kind of slowly starting to pay attention to the WBC. Then this place that doesn't generally put the volume up, all of a sudden now the volume's up on the WBC. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here in Los Angeles where it's too cool for school? Hermosa Beach, right by the ocean. We're watching Japan play Mexico. Bartenders, the girls that were serving, everybody's like, is that Shohei? And there's energy around the WBC. And it was a great game. Japan came from behind a walk-off 6-5 win over Mexico last night. And that brings us to tonight where, again, 7:30 East Coast time, you've got USA laying $1.30, $1.35, and a total of 10. But that was my experience. I came home. I watched it. I texted Dustin. This is actually kind of lit right now. I can't believe it because there's no appetite for baseball in the United States. And then I checked it out, Amal. 50 million people in Japan are watching these games. The ratings in the Latin and in Asian countries have been off the charts. When Japan won last night, they stormed the field, tackled and mobbed each other, which isn't customary in their custom where it's very reserved. I have to say, I'm all in tonight. Have you? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dustin.
I was going to say, you want to hear what that sounded like last night when Japan won the game on a walk-off? We have it right
but
here.
But I first want to apologize to both of you. I understand this is a long diatribe, but I'm trying to set it up. Like, I had no interest going into it. Before we hear the play-by-play, Amal, what's your take and what's your interest in the WBC?
I echo the same sentiments you did. I will watch the game tonight. This is going to be a huge tilt, right? For Japan, obviously, probably the second most popular country when it comes to baseball outside of the United States, and we've seen some of the diminishing interest in the U.S. I'm actually surprised 21,000 people outside of the park in Anaheim actually knew who Shohei was, because it doesn't seem like anyone goes to support the Angels. But this is going to be a lot of fun. By the way, look at the start time. 7 o'clock Eastern in Miami, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, and it'll be 11 a.m. in Tokyo. So this thing should do very well from a rating standpoint. I can't wait to see. I haven't seen who's starting for the Japanese side, but Merrill Kelly.
It's going to be, I got it for you. It's going to be Merrill Kelly. You just mentioned expected to start for the United States team. A really good year with the D-backs last year. Got a new pitching coach. Shota Umaranga is going to start. And I completely botched the name. Not Yu Darvish, not Shohei Ohtani. However, both Darvish and Ohtani are rested, both ready to come out of the bullpen. So there's an edge there as far as pitching's concerned. The United States has depth advantages over Japan as far as the lineup, but I apologize. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I think a lot of people, it's a situation where maybe you don't get into something. It's kind of like with the World Cup. If you're not a soccer fan, I know you and I are huge guys when it comes to soccer, but for a lot of other people that may not be, and if the U.S. advances from the from the group stage to the knockout stage, all of a sudden the interest level changes the amount of people that start watching and viewing it. So I think you'll see something like that tonight.
AL West, it's fitting. We're going to break down the AL West coming up later with LeVarnway, big guy. And, of course, you could see Shohei Ohtani v. Mike Trout tonight in the WBC Finals. Your take before we get to the call from Japan last night with the walk-off, where have you been on the WBC?
Kind of conflicted on it. In one aspect, as a Mets fan, and I bet my Houston Astro fan brothers can agree with me, these games don't count. They don't matter. They don't exist for any reason other than pure entertainment. And I just lost the richest closer in the history of the game, Edwin Diaz, celebrating a win there. And they lost Jose Altuve, a key piece of their engine that just won the World Series because he hurt his wrist and he had to have surgery. So I don't like it from that respect. On the other side of things, though, I've tuned in periodically throughout the last couple weeks, and I can't help but feel like I missed out. I feel like I missed out on something fun and something cool, and other people were into it, but you know, we were getting caught up with college basketball. Like the timing of when this started on March 7th to now, like there was so much else going on that we were looking at in the sports sphere, like free agency in the NFL and so many other things, that it kind of got buried for me. And now as it's closing up, I kind of feel like I screwed up and I missed out on some really fun games that looked like an electric atmosphere, that looked like European soccer on a grand scale with baseball. And it feels like the players are into it just as much as the people in the stands, if not more.
No, there's some nationalistic pride obviously going on. You mentioned American tradition, conference tournaments into the NCAA tournament. The WBC here in America has been completely buried. But in Japan, it just means more. Let's go ahead and hear the call last night.
Murakami!
And great visuals, along with a good job, Liz, and everybody downstairs. That was the Japan call last night, the come-from-behind walk-off 6-5 win over Mexico last night, where they were trailing for much of the game. Japan is chasing their third WBC title, their first since 2009. They won the inaugural in 06. They won in 09, and they haven't won since. The United States has two titles. They're looking to repeat. They won in 2017. The WBC, Amal, was supposed to be played in 2021, but was canceled due to COVID. So here we are in 2023. But you can tell, like Dustin just said, this got buried by an American tradition, which is the NCAA tournament. In Japan, this is the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think, though, you know, we see this with the World Cup as well. When you go to certain countries, the interest level is huge, where in other places it may not be. But I think you're going to see some high-rating stateside today in terms of this matchup. USA minus 130 in this matchup, Japan plus 110. You mentioned earlier a total of 10 in this game, but haven't gotten involved from a betting standpoint, haven't watched any of this so far. But tonight we'll watch this game probably in its entirety, looking forward to it. And I think it's good for the sport because I know yourself, Dustin, myself, we're all big baseball guys. As we get ready to get into the previews today and this week, should be a lot of fun. But I know for a lot of people, the game might be a little bit longer, just a little bit tedious. But for me, I think it's a great start to what should be a terrific baseball season.
Ryan LaVarnway will join. Maybe we can get a play from him. He played the last two WBCs for Israel. So he's your boy, Dustin Sweetelson. By the way, this Japan team, who's undefeated this year, their offense has been dominant. They're averaging 8.8 runs per, and they're beating their opponents by more than 6 runs per game. So if you're looking for a plus price, shout to Japan right now, just pummeling the competition. United States has one loss. They lost to Mexico. They pulled off a comeback against Venezuela in the quarters and then pummeled Cuba 14-2 in the semis. So that's that. That was Amal's take. That's my take. Now, big guy, you, who you say you are crestfallen that you haven't gotten involved earlier. Do you have a betting angle on this one?
Yeah, there's only one angle to bet on this game. And because
on
Sharp Money, these colors don't run, baby. USA, USA, USA. Do it for Toby Keith.
WBC. Wait, why did you pick Toby Keith?
Because he wanted to make the reference towards me.
He's a great American.
Because he resembles Amal Shaw? Yes, you're right. Toby Keith and Amal are doppelgangers. 100%. WBC on the big stage tonight. A little different start when we come back. How deep do you have to go to find value for the Sweet 16? That's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, the betting splits. Remember, right now you get everything we offer to become a VSiN Pro for $19. Part of that package are the Pro Tools. By far the most popular Pro Tools are the betting splits. You can get them now. Go to VSiN.com. Money and bets for every game. Updated every 10 minutes directly from DraftKings. Today's games and future events as well. Make sure you check out the betting splits. Help you become a more sophisticated bettor. Jason Horowitz, Jonathan Von Tobel, Ryan LaVarnway, former Major League Baseball catcher, is going to join here on Sharp Money as we welcome you back. I'm Patrick Maher, Amal Shaw, the big guy Dustin Sweetelson. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Just a follow-up on the WBC. So last night playing for Mexico, and fellas, you can help me with this because it sounds like, Dustin, you're kind of up on the story as well. So very good major leaguer. Randy Arozarena, of course, plays for Tampa Bay, started his career in the United States in Major League Baseball with St. Louis. He's Cuban, right? But last night, he robbed a home run from Japan as he leapt over the wall and brought it back and literally stared down the stadium for like 43 minutes. It was the greatest thing ever, and it adds to the theater that is the WBC. Arozarena was awesome, and there was a vibe to him, right? He plays for Mexico. Reason being, he defected from Cuba, went and played in the Mexican League. He then convinced the Mexican president to allow his family to defect to Mexico. They do. He then begged the Mexican president for the ability to play for Mexico in the WBC because he felt like he owed the country. And Dustin, I think you have a little bit more on Arozarena.
Yeah, well, his family was over there, and he played a year in Mexican ball. That's how he got discovered by the Cardinals. So he felt an allegiance to the Mexican country for giving him his freedom, for supporting him, for him living there. And he begged the president of Mexico to make him a citizen so he could represent Mexico in the WBC because he wasn't going to go and represent Cuba, who he defected from for obvious reasons. So a really cool story how he became a Mexican and proudly represents them, which, by the way, they have the best jerseys in the WBC.
Yeah, they're sick. And then I was asking them all, I'm like, well, when the Cubans lost to America, just what, 90 miles up boat ride, isn't it 90 miles from Cuba to Miami?
Yep.
When they lost to Miami the other night to the United States, why didn't they just post up and not leave the States?
Well, I mean, listen, you got a threat of retaliation against your family. That's the biggest challenge for a lot of players. You know, we were talking off air before we came back in this commercial break. I always feel bad for the players like Altuve, Miguel Cabrera, Maglio Ordóñez, great Venezuelan players. Biggest part of their cost for them is security for their family. In some of these other places, you have concerns for your family that are left behind. You know, some of the guys defect, as we saw, I think it was a catcher that had defected from the Cuban national team this past week. But it's always a challenge, and that's a concern for so many players.
Okay, so we'll transition. So again, USA Japan tonight. We'll get LeVar Way's take coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes. You know, before we get into the college hoops, because Amal, this was a game that you had circled as well. And I think this is a good teaching moment, maybe a pro tip, but every morning when you wake up, I look for situations across all the majors and I look for spots. And the one that immediately jumped out to me today, and we'll ask JBT about it as well, was in the NBA. Because it's a super interesting scheduling spot with the Celtics visiting the Kings. Mm-hmm. And Amal, I know you sent this over to Dustin as well, so you probably saw the exact same thing I saw. But for novice bettors, this is the kind of stuff you're looking for. The Boston Celtics opened 3, 3.5-point favorites. They've been bet up to 5. Why? Take a look at the schedules. The Celtics lost at Utah 118-117 on Saturday night. That's the last time the Celtics played. The Kings lost at Utah last night, 128-120. So now they return. They come back home. You've got a rested Celtics team waiting for them in Sacramento. It's just a super interesting scheduling spot here, Amal.
Yeah, it really is. And I said to Dustin, I said I was a little bit surprised. I saw it after we were off the air that Utah was a 7-point home dog against Sacramento to get the outright win yesterday in that matchup, 128-120. Now Boston's up to a 5.5-point favorite here, Patrick. This is a Celtics team that's been struggling a little bit. We talked about with Zach Harper, 5-5 right now in their last 10 games. A good opportunity to get on track against a Sacramento team that had a very competitive game. Don't let that final score fool you yesterday. That was a tight, tight ball game. It was in the fourth quarter that we saw the Jazz able to pull away. Remember, Utah knocked off both of these teams on their home floor. So this is going to be an important opportunity for both sides, especially for Boston, if they're going to keep pace with just 10 games remaining on the schedule for them to be able to catch Milwaukee and Philadelphia who's in front of them. And, you know, Patrick, the one thing that I think is crucial in the Eastern Conference is getting out of that 2 or 3 spot, because then you have to play Philadelphia potentially, whereas if you're in the 1 spot, you avoid having to play those other 2 teams because you'd have to win 2 of those series, where Milwaukee, one of those teams is going to be eliminated. They would face off in the finals, in the conference finals.
No, that's a great point. And we heard from Zach Harper yesterday here on the show. There's some questions right now about Mazzulla, the young head coach that they just made the official head coach. There's drama with this team right now, and they've been very inconsistent, the Celtics, specifically since the All-Star break. Tatum has not been good at all since the All-Star break. His metrics have been ridiculously bad for the type of player he is. Also, there's a lot of drama right now just with the organization surrounding Jaylen Brown and his future with the organization. I think it's a vulnerable team. I know the number is going the other way, up to 5 now. I'll wait. I'll take the number with the Kings, who have been very good ATS in the second half of a back-to-back, 7-5 on the year, 4-1 in their last 5 on no rest, and 6-1 overall ATS their last 7. They, the Sacramento Kings, Amal, have been the surprise of the NBA this year. It's the best offense in the NBA. They've been a crazy good team based on what the expectations were. And the Celtics, perception-wise, they're still there, but the reality is they've been vulnerable as of late.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, you mentioned the back-to-back spot here, but again, lane 5 on the road, tricky spot. And what's surprising with Sacramento is they're 22-14 on the road, and they're 21-14 at home. I would never have guessed that Sacramento's got basically an even record home and away, so give them a ton of credit for what they've been able to do away from the capital city. But in this matchup, I am not a big proponent. I don't know where you come down on this, Patrick. I am not a guy that likes to lay points on the road. I am much more apt to take points at home in the NBA. Now, we're not talking about the Houston Rockets type of team or someone like that, but a solid team like Sacramento, 5 at home. You mentioned they haven't played since Saturday night in Salt Lake for the Boston Celtics. Good from a rest standpoint. They played Washington on Saturday. They played Utah yesterday. So this is going to be their 3rd game in 4 nights, where it'll be Boston's just 2nd game. So should provide a little bit of edge there. But for me, if I don't take the Kings here, I might wait for a in-game opportunity to kind of see how the game flows.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Kings. I'm going to take the 5, or maybe just wait here, because that number jumped from 3 to 3.5 up to 5. I'll wait. I'll sit on the best number here as far as the Kings are concerned. A very good team. again, off of no rest. And my assumption is, as we say hi to the big guy, you probably have a prop on this game because you have props across the board generally on every association game.
So you would think, I actually got burnt last night by Sabonis. I had him over 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists because Kevin Huerter was out. Huerter's out again tonight. I am debating going back to Sabonis, hoping for a bounce back in a big game versus Boston where they run things through him. Because if you look at the year he's having an absurd year for a big man in today's NBA. But I'm a little hesitant on it just because I don't know how this game shakes out, like, pace-wise with Boston in town.
Okay, and Horford out, Smart is out, Williams out. So Celtics are banged up as well. Just not great vibes around that team. We'll keep NBA because we're going to get Jason Horowitz on to talk the tournament coming up in just a couple of minutes. Amal, I got another one. This one I played earlier today, and I see it's jumped up to 4. I played Cleveland and Brooklyn at 2.5. Now, you've lost the best of it because that number's up to 4. Cleveland's won 3 of 4 and 6 of 8. Brooklyn's lost 3 straight. Their offensive issues are legit. They've scored in those 3 losses 107, 96, and 102, respectively. The Cleveland Cavaliers, conversely, Mitchell, Mobley, and Garland are rolling right now. They beat Washington their last time out by 23, and they went 4 of 19 from 3. So it kind of tells you, it's almost similar to Alabama in the tournament. Even when they're not hot from 3, they can beat you in a multitude of ways. That's the Cavs right now. Yes, I get that Jarrett Allen is out, but this is the NBA's top defense against a team right now that is inept scoring the basketball. Better players, more complete team. I laid the 2.5 with the Cavs. It's up to 4.
Yeah, an important point you made about taking that 2.5. Yesterday, you took the Memphis Grizzlies at home -2. Line closes 5 when we find out Doncic wasn't playing, and then you see Dallas lose the game by only 4 points. So if you're going to make certain bets, you want to be ready to pounce on it when you have the opportunity, to your point. And you did a great job on this one as well. We'll see how this one plays out. Cleveland, though, as you said, Brooklyn, look, when they made those trades, they got rid of Kyrie and they got rid of Kevin Durant, it almost was like, hey, we're sending up the flag, hey, we're done with the season. It's over, time to move on. But give this team credit. They're still sitting there.
No, 39. Nice job. That's a good point. Absolutely. They've done a very good job.
39 and 32, still continuing to play well and competing. They have lost 3 in a row. I get your point on taking the Cavaliers here. I generally like teams that are on a little bit of a losing streak, catching points in that spot at home. I don't know. I might end up on Brooklyn here, a little bit opposite of you on this one, +4. But again, if you have an opportunity, you like a game, and you see it on the overnight, and you're pretty confident in terms of where the lineups are going to be, because that's the one challenge with today's NBA, who's going to be in, out of the lineup, that's always crucial. Try and jump on that. But the other thing is, Patrick, real quick, yesterday, Pacers-Hornets game, line was 1, 1.5. Hornets fell behind by 18 points at the end of the first quarter. You could have gotten +12.5. I took +11.5 in the game. They come back, they win the game outright. That's what makes the association a great betting spot. If you like the Cavaliers, and if you don't get it right now, just wait. You'll probably get a -2.5 in game at some point.
Great point with Memphis. I bet it 2, closes 5. If you're betting right before tip, you're betting into a manipulated number at that point. You're getting the worst of it. They win by 4. It's a good lesson. Jason Horowitz next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, become a VSIN Pro subscriber today and get everything you need to bet the madness this year for only $19. Our team is here to get you ready for every game in the tournament. Only VSIN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets and tools like our exclusive betting split. Sign up today and get the betting guides, plus full access to VSIN, and also Major League Baseball betting guide just dropped as well. And you get it for $19. VSIN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Okay, we're back here on Sharp Money. It's a great Tuesday as we get ready for Thursday and the action to resume in the NCAA tournament. I'm Patrick Maher, of course, Amal Shaw, and the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson. Coming up next, or right now, Jason Horowitz joins, Westwood One CBS Sports Network announcer, also the voice of the Raiders. And I'll say this. I used to see Jason bumping around the hallways of SiriusXM in New York City, and now he's lapped all of us and is a media superstar, so we appreciate the time. Hi, Jason, how are you?
I appreciate that. Superstar doesn't really get out much anymore, apparently. I get locked in a studio. Also, not accurate description, but I appreciate it anyway.
No, it very much is. Let's just start here with a basic question. The best team, and you've watched a lot of college hoops, the best team you've seen all year that's left in the Sweet 16?
Oh, I think it's Alabama. I think they're the best team that's left. I think you know, I think general conversation was throughout the course of the season towards the end that there was no team that's the best, and Alabama got the number one seed. And, you know, I think they are legitimately most talented, quickest, good defensively, the whole thing. The obvious part to all that, of course, is the off-the-court situation and the murder of a woman, which led to the dismissal of Darius Miles, and then what was revealed 5-6 weeks later about Brandon Miller and Jaden Bradley and whether or not they were involved, but certainly where they were there. You know, so I think it's, you know, it's hard to separate those two things because Alabama is already, because of football, a school that people don't want to root for. And then you get this into it with a tragedy. And it's the tournament, so you want to celebrate, but it's hard to know how to handle that. But by on the floor, I think Alabama is the best team.
Love the point you made that correlates to Alabama football and the tragedy surrounding the Alabama basketball program. I think it's a really good one. I want to go out to the West region, which is going to take place here in Las Vegas Thursday and Saturday at T-Mobile Arena. What a great group of four teams you've got here: Connecticut, Arkansas, UCLA, Gonzaga. Anyone you think that is really the favorite in your opinion to come out of here? Because I feel like you can make an argument potentially for all four teams.
So metrically, I think UConn is the best of that group. And they've played really well. You know, when you go back to November and early mid-December, people thought UConn could win the national championship then, and then they kind of had their mid-season lull, and now they're back to playing like that again. Good guard play, great bigs. Excuse me, they had a lot of versatility with how they can play different lineups. So I really think UConn is a phenomenal basketball team. I would have answered that as UCLA. Had Jalen Clark not gotten hurt, you take away, you know, a score, but B, the best defensive player of the year in the conference. So I would have said UCLA, but I don't know that they have enough without him. But I think, you know, by far that is the most intriguing region where you say, I think any one of those four can make the Final Four. And I include Arkansas in that, because of all the talent they have. You know, there's a reason they were preseason top 15. So I throw all of that in there, and I don't know that anyone would be surprised if any of those four teams make the Final Four.
Jason Horowitz, CBS Sports, Westwood One, SiriusXM, the Raiders, he's all over. Let's go back to Alabama, because they're going to be playing San Diego State. I'm sure with CBS you watched a lot of Mountain West basketball. It's a very good, Jason, this is a very good San Diego State team. They're going up against, as you mentioned, probably the best team left standing. It's a 7.5-point number favored for Alabama. But what is your take on San Diego State here?
So San Diego State's got experience. They got length. They got versatility. They've got bigs that can guard the perimeter, which when you face Alabama, that's important because Alabama wants to shoot a ton of threes. So you got a bunch of all that. They can slow it down. I still feel like it would be a big upset. But, I know Brian Dutcher has downplayed this a little bit in that, hey, look, our past failures have nothing to do with this team. And he's right. We make stories all the time, and we make the narratives. And, you know, a lot of the guys had nothing to do with any of the teams that had lost in tournaments before. So he's right about that. But in the case of this team, this school, these guys were part of last year's team. They were part of the 21 team. So I do think there's some of that buildup and the opportunity to play a spoiler. I don't know that they're good enough offensively. I think Matt Bradley, and maybe this has changed since the tournament started, but I think when the tournament started, Matt Bradley was their only guy who was averaging double figures per game. He might still be their only guy. So I just don't know that they have enough offense to score 70, right? If you can keep Alabama in like low 60s, go for it. Let's go. Toss it up. Who knows? I just don't know that keeping Alabama to 70 is a good number, and I don't know San Diego State can get up that high.
It's a great point. Sometimes this Aztecs offense does struggle a little bit there, and we'll see if they can be competitive in that one. I want to go to an intriguing region, which could have potentially a tremendous showdown between Texas and Houston in the Midwest. But Miami, Jim Larrañaga's done a tremendous job. His team's playing very well. They're taking on the Cougars in the first game. They're catching 7.5 in this one. I think Miami actually matches up pretty well with Houston. Jason, how do you see this one against the Cougars?
Well, again, another team in Miami that – you know, because of the transfers they had and Isaiah Wong coming back, people thought was a legitimate top 20 team, top 15 team coming into the year. And for a good portion early, underachieved. They, you know, I think part of that is more because the ACC underachieved or wasn't as good as people hoped it would be. You know, I think we forget that Miami's your regular season conference champ, which you know, back in the day, that you win the ACC, like that means a lot. That's a big deal, and it kind of swept under the radar this year because the ACC was, you know, oh, is Carolina going to make it? Oh my God, the preseason number one, they're not going to. You know, we didn't really talk about the league being good, but Isaiah Wong had a phenomenal game against Indiana. Nigel Pack, there's a reason he got that massive NIL deal to come from Kansas State. They've got other guys too. I just don't think they're physically tough enough to handle all of what Houston brings. And so, no, I don't like Miami. But, you know, again, they made the Elite Eight last year when nobody liked Miami. So we'll see.
We had Jason Horowitz. We had a former Chattanooga and UMass head coach Matt McCall on last night, and he loves Florida Atlantic. So my question for you, you just mentioned toughness. They're going to have to be tough to take on this Tennessee team. Are they going to be tough enough?
You know, honestly, guys, I only watched FAU once this year before their opening game against Memphis. And that was in the Conference USA tournament because we had every game on in studio for Western One. I never caught any of their games and before as the year went along. They're pretty impressive actually athletically, and I think as you expect anybody who goes 33-3, they're clearly tuned into what they need to do and what they want to do. You know what I find interesting about Tennessee. Rick Barnes, historically, and I think the number is 19, but I'm not positive. Historically, Rick Barnes has more losses to lower-seeded teams or early exits than like anybody in the NCAA tournament history. I might be off on that by a couple, but something like that. And you know, not to say that has anything to do with what's going to happen this weekend, but. You know, narratives get told over time, and sometimes they're true and sometimes they're not, and then sometimes we make them out to be something else. People talk about Matt Painter needs to go because they lost to FDU, and that's ridiculous. He's a great coach who's built a great thing and all that stuff. But in the case this weekend against Tennessee, it's not like Tennessee's great. Tennessee's not very great. In fact, offensively, they're rough. So the question is, will this be another one of those weekends where – they are rough offensively, because if they are rough offensively, then FAU is going to be in the game. And if you're in the game, who knows what happened in the last 4 minutes.
Jason Horowitz, Westwood One, CBS Sports, also a dad, as you can hear. And whether it's your son or daughter, not a big fan of three. Jason, not a big fan of your Tennessee analysis. I can tell you that. Voice of the Raiders as well. Listen, good luck on the call, and thank you so much, and continued success, Jason. Appreciate it.
He is so daughter A picked Alabama to win the national championship. Middle child son took Iowa. He had a rough weekend with his final four picks. And then the 2 year old might be in the best shape. She went with colors. So she's in good spots.
You're raising your son to be a Fran McCaffrey fan? That is not good parenting. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you.
He is a Rutgers fan. I grew up in Michigan. He is a Rutgers fan. And, you know, he sees a lot of Big Ten basketball.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Good luck with the calls. As you could hear, his youngest daughter, not a huge fan of Rick Barnes. When we return, we're beefing. I'm on baseball. Amal's on sports, getting tougher to bet down the stretch, and Dustin's on cars.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, BetRivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive BetRivers Squares this basketball season. You place a qualifying bet, and you get a bonus square if the number on your square matches the final score of the game you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions at BetRiversSquares.com. Again, that's BetRiversSquares.com. We got you back here on Sharp Money. Jonathan Von Tobel coming up in 14 minutes. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, executive producer. Amal Shaw, I'm Patrick Maher. And on Tuesdays, we like the beef. Get some stuff off our chest. Amal's got a gambling beef. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson's got a carbohydrate beef. And I'll start with baseball. I'm going to circle back to where I started. And this is for Rob Manfred. To pay attention, Mr. Manfred, because what's happening right now, Major League Baseball has a WBC problem. The vibes last night were immaculate with Japan and Mexico. I mentioned, met the friend at the bar, the volume's down. All of a sudden, people that couldn't care less about Japan and Mexico galvanized just by the optics. The visuals were so powerful with this WBC because these teams care. And I understand it's national pride. It's not 162. But by what percentage should this be so much more interesting? And by what percentage should these baseball players playing for their nations be so much more into it as opposed to their Major League Baseball team? I don't know the answer to that, but I know I kept on coming back. I got sucked into it last night, and it just had a completely different vibe than Major League Baseball in 2023. So, again, I don't know how to fix it if you're Rob Manfred. He's done a lot of things wrong, and he was enemy number one for Dustin and I when we used to do our radio show where it felt like every single day we were taking shots. And not unwarranted. Manfred has been a terrible, and I mean terrible, commissioner for the state, for the sport of baseball. They're going to try to make some rule changes this year. They're going to try to speed it up. What you need to do is take a page out of the WBC and do whatever the hell they're doing, Major League Baseball. So my beef, Major League Baseball by way of the WBC. Amal Shaw, you're next.
Yeah, you look at the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball, and the NBA when you get down the stretch. Some of these teams, they're not competitive. The lines are so far out of whack. Last night, Colorado at home against Chicago, -4, 420, 440, depending on where you got the number. We see Edmonton in a similar situation at home, not quite as high, about 380 or so, but they end up winning the game in overtime. And, you know, it's hard to take some of these dogs simply because you just know they're not really competing. We saw it with the, I think it was the Blue Jackets on Sunday against the Vegas Golden Knights. They get beat 7-2 here in Las Vegas. They were out having a good time. didn't come out and compete in that game. And San Jose, again, I mentioned against Edmonton. And I think it's a challenge when you're betting some of these games as the numbers and the prices get skewed so much. You're going to have to take puck lines or run lines or lay some of the points in these. And in laying the points in the NBA becomes even more challenging because you might go from a 8-point favorite to an 11-point favorite. I said to Dustin before the show started today, you know, the Warriors end their 11-game road losing streak. Does it even count if you beat the Rockets on the road? I mean, the way things are right now, it's a real challenge as we get down the stretch with some of these numbers. So kind of be a little bit judicious in the picks you make, especially with some of these big, big prices.
Okay, Amal, he's beefing on some of those big prices, so he'll wait to in-game. One person that's not, Mike Somich, just texted his family plays. So again, write these down, bet them, tail, fade, whatever you want to do. Big guy sent them over to you. Somich is on the Bruins, laying a goal and a half tonight, hosting Ottawa at minus 120. Also, Somich and I are on VGK at $1.28. I'm also on VGK in Vancouver over 6.5. VGK scored 19 goals over their last four. They've been ridiculous offensively. So again, Somich, VGK, lay a goal and a half with Boston, and I'm on over 6.5 VGK Vancouver, even though Demko's been actually playing pretty well. I expect goals tonight in Vancouver, where Vancouver's out of it, essentially, and they're playing their best hockey of the year, which is wild. Okay, on to you, Dustin Sweetelson. Your beef is what?
Well, as some know, Amal and I had a trip to a gentleman's club together on Friday night. And while we were there, we had a very sweet moment. See, what people don't know, or maybe they do know, that when I moved to Las Vegas a year and a half ago, I was in the best shape of my life. I was doing 8 miles of cardio today and basically living in Sin City, combined with a crazy schedule doing the morning show here on VSiN, led me to gain just about every pound back that I had lost over 2 years. So while we were at Sapphires, Amal was talking to me and he said, you know, I love working with you. You're a great guy, but we got to do something about your weight. A conversation you and I, Patrick, have had many times. And it's worked a few times where we've had this come to Jesus and I've lost a lot of weight. So I thought it was a very sweet moment from Amal, who came from a genuine, caring place, or maybe because he likes me doing his work for him, and if I die in the process, he then has to do his work. So, but I thought it was a very sweet moment from Amal, and that's why today we are declaring March 21st, 2023, the diet is officially back on, and I am the leader in the war against carbohydrates.
Love it.
Hold on. This is, so you're making a statement. You're planting your diet flag today, March 21, the second day of spring, 2023. I've known you for like 10 years. We've gone through this cycle just like the seasons. Every year, here comes another diet, but you're ready to go. March 21, the diet started. So we, including everybody downstairs, including everybody in that studio, we can hold you accountable. Is that fair?
That is fair. And I mean, but you know how it works. I have to let everyone know I'm doing it. For what, look, yes, I should be speaking to a therapist for a multitude of reasons. But one of those main reasons is probably the fact that I have to let everyone know I'm on a diet or I'm not going to stick to said diet. So we're going to do the diet. We may mix in some Ozempic at some point, see if we can get a little kickstart going, drop a few chunks at a time. But yeah, diet starts today. Time to get back in shape. And hey, VSiN. If you want to sell like ads for Nutrisystem or another company, more than happy to be a spokesperson. I am a very profitable before diet picture.
First of all, I got a couple of questions. I'm familiar with Ozempic. I know it's a prescription medication. What is it for?
It's for diabetes, but it also helps people lose a lot of weight very quickly and curbs your appetite pretty much completely so you're not hungry.
I don't know what your schedule is yet. I know you work very, very hard in preparation for this show, but I'm going to have to get you to the boxing gym with me. I think you will get in shape in 6 months faster than you ever have in your life.
I'm down for some boxing. Do I get to hit you?
You can if you can get to me, but we'll put on headgear. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a 78-inch reach, buddy. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not that concerned, but we can get in there. You can take some shots if you want.
That feels like a good content trip.
I've been doing it for a while, so I mean, I'm ready to go. How many rounds can you last, though?
I just got to get you out in one shot.
That's fair. I don't need a round.
Yeah, it's just like round one, Hagler Hearns back in the day. Shaw Sweetelson. Well, first off, it was kind of Amal, as you mentioned, a sweet moment at Sapphire Strip Club. It was it was very kind of Amal Shaw to take notice of you. We should say this. I realized early when Dustin and I started working together that he liked attention. And then all of a sudden, while he was very, we both annoyed each other for the first couple of years. Then we started to really like each other. And I came into the studio one day, this is all true, and you were close to 400 pounds. I think you were like 3 pounds off of 400.
Yeah. 391.
As his airtime on the show increased, I noticed that he was getting swaggy. He was feeling himself. He was stunting. And I came in one day, and what did I say? I said, if you don't lose X amount of weight, you're not allowed on the air anymore. And you know what happened to Maul? The weight started falling off because he loves attention so much, he couldn't bear the idea of not being on the air. Is that fair, Dustin Sweetelson?
I will say, and at first it was good, and then at the end of it, I got, like, you weren't even involved anymore at this point. You had left. I was so competitive with myself. I was doing insane things to lose weight at the end. So I've got to find some sort of healthy balance that allows me to maintain it, and I don't have to do these drastic measures. So that's part of it, too, is like finding a realistic way to do it so that we're not having this conversation again in 2 years. But yes, you said, I'm going to unplug your microphone if you don't lose 20 pounds.
But we hear a lot of justifications, a lot of excuses. Amal's just offered to take you to the boxing gym. You're thinking and positing taking a diabetes pill when you don't have diabetes, so maybe don't do that.
Well, you can't maybe get diabetes if you don't go to the doctor. I'm probably just a doctor's trip away from having it. Like,
no, but you used the morning show, and your schedule was brutal as an excuse.
Yeah.
But right now, as you mentioned, the health kick and the diet starts. It's not a diet. It's more of a lifestyle that needs to be adjusted. So you're okay with us holding you accountable moving forward, fair?
Absolutely. And there was a picture we took, me, Amal, and Lisa Ann. I'll post it later. It's the picture after me and Amal had the talk where I looked at it and went, ooh, yeah, I'm wearing my fat clothes and my fat clothes don't fit anymore.
Amal looked at it and said, damn, I look good.
He didn't even know I was in the picture.
I didn't say that because I'm not photogenic. Otherwise, I would have said that.
I'm the type of guy that 100%. Doesn't take great pictures, but you meet me in person, and I'm freaking George Clooney. Okay.
That well, midget? I'm better looking than him. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Congratulations on the commitment to your health. We care about you. And you know what else we're going to do? We're going to do some live weigh-ins right here on Sharp Money and VSiN. Okay? So the big guy's getting healthy, and we're thrilled about it. Coming up next, Jonathan Von Tobel. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.